Yo, what's up, my guys? My gals, welcome back. Welcome back. Everybody go ahead and gather around one more time. I've returned. Today is season 3, episode 688. Hey, nigga, you think I'm listening to you? Boy, hell no, ain't nobody listening to you, man. Gone somewhere. Anyway, yo, if you do, shout out to you, man. Glad you came through. Sure appreciate that, man. And since you didn't know, this is how things go. If you see somebody, man, go and tell somebody, come be a part of something, man. Just make sure you let them know we're a reachable platform for any and all creators, man, who want to get their voice out there to the people. Should we all gather around here, man, and make sure everybody can reach out to the public, you know what I'm saying? And hell, I do believe, yo, if we all keep working together, man, this right here, this is how we're going to move the culture forward. So go on and join up now and sign up today. Day ones. What's the word? Everybody good? Y'all all right? It's okay. It's okay. I mean, go and get in here. Shit, if he is in here, you showed the fuck up. A little bit of work to do today, man. We're going to go on and get it done and whatnot. But before that, everybody, make sure you look in the mirror, get right with yourself, and then come on outside, man. You know, you got to combat autism things, man. And I guess true content, and I'm not going to ignore last episode. That shit's very important to me. It wasn't your episode. It was for someone else. I think they got the message. But I'll just have to see how the next few days go or whatever. But, yeah. Content creator. I try to keep this shit as positive as possible and whatnot, bro. And as entertaining as I can. You know what I mean? The show has ups and downs. It's personal. You know, I don't come here with a fucking script or anything. So, I mean, what I be feeling, dude, I got to put it out there. You know, there's a lot of people out there who listen to me, man. And I'm responsible for bringing the fucking truth, yo. So, forgive me for not having every single topic covered and shit. You know, I'm trying to come in here and give an episode. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to come here and give whatever and shit. Let me switch up the energy a little bit. My fucking friend, Zach, has gotten married. He's jumped the broom. It was beautiful. I've known this dude for almost fucking 30 years, man. I've known this guy for almost 30 damn years. Me and him watched technology and trends come and fucking go. Me and him seeing fucking everything get outlawed and then come back. As far as like Pokemon and shit like that. You know, that shit was up at once, then it went down for a while, and then it came back out of no fucking where. So, you know, we definitely been through some things together and shit, bro. I've watched this man. I've seen him grow up a lot. I've seen him grow up a ton, actually. I've seen him grow up a fucking ton, and I gotta respect him for that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? I have to respect him. He's crossed the line that I don't think I'll be able to as soon as he did. You know what I mean? He's crossed the line that a lot of men don't get to, because they'll find them, you know, someone who they think is important enough to them, or, you know, marryable or whatever, and then depending on the situation, I mean, hell, they, for whatever reason, don't end up making it and shit. You know what I'm saying? So he's most definitely on another side of life than me and shit. And me and him grew up together. You know what I mean? I've watched him grow, man. I've seen this man do the impossible. I've seen him do the impossible, man. So yeah, I've watched as he, you know, climbed and clawed and fought his fucking way to, you know, just to become the man that he is. You know what I mean? And every time I speak to him, you know, it's not every single day or whatever, but every time we spoke, man, even within these last few years, you know, like, I could continuously see him grow. It amazed me that he just continued to do so. So when he told me that, you know, hey, man, I'm getting married this fall, I had to take that in, because I was like, well, you know, that means, you know, his life was going to change a lot. You know what I mean? I knew he had found someone that, you know, he could trust enough to join him in that journey. You know what I'm saying? That I was just glad that he found someone to fuck with him on this long road or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's astounding. because you'll sit there and think love don't exist, or, you know, a motherfucker can't find someone for them or whatever. This man works so fucking hard and has turned his own life around and shit. I know he's a giving person because motherfucker at one point had to, you know, I had to lean on him and shit. You know what I'm saying? To kind of like get my mind back right and shit. And I was, you know, house hopping and shit. You know what I mean? He provided me fucking stability. Me and this man found employment together. Me and this man got paid together. Me and this man argued. You know what I'm saying? Cussing each other out and all of that shit, bro. Me and this man went half on bills. Me and this man have paid bills. I done given him rides. He's given me rides. To a point where, like I said, in our lives, everybody can just, you know, be self-sufficient or whatever. But he's found him a partner. He's found him a partner. You know what I mean? So that shit is really important. I'm very fucking proud of him. I don't have the words to say, you know, exactly how I feel about it and stuff, but it's just really fucking amazing, bro. I'm totally happy for his ass, bro. I'm glad he got that done. He said he was gonna do it, and he did it. So, there's that. There's the fuck that, man. That motherfucker had a goal, he set it, and he fucking crushed it. Crushed it. Can't hate on that shit, bro. And why would you? I mean, hell, what's people's problem with love and shit? And you know what? I'm gonna back off because it's just kind of sounding like I'm trying to revert back to the other day, and I'm not trying to do that. I'm not trying to do that. So yeah, you know, this is a salute to their, as a matter of fact, this is a toast, because, hang on, this is a fucking toast, because I ain't really drink there and shit. I wanted to wait till I got my thoughts all together and stuff. So this is a toast to the new fucking couple, man. I'm gonna salute to the Herons, the new Herons and shit, bro. Fucking love you guys. This was supposed to happen. This was supposed to happen. Like I said, everybody there, it was just all in good spirits. I'm crying. You know what I'm saying? Everybody crying and shit. Like it was very emotional. Today. It happened today. It's fucking beautiful, man. Well, I don't have a name of this stuff that I got in here, because I got it from somebody who was at the wedding. I don't know this man from Adam. And he was so fucking nice, generous. And I got weed. So apparently, you know, Zach is being welcomed into a loving family. You know what I mean? A loving ass family. Sis Stormy, she's, you know, coming into a loving family. I mean, yeah. Yeah. We got a lot of love, man. Got a fuckload of love, yo. Let's get into some things. Let's get into some things, man. I watched Pearl. One thing I could say about her, she was fucking determined. She was very, very determined. She had a lot of energy, and in a way, man, like, she was just, I don't want to say she was misvalued, she didn't really know a lot about the world, so, I mean, her curiosity was only that of a cat, but, you know, I mean, we could argue that curiosity killed the cat, but, you know, there are cautious, curious cats out there, you feel me? But this just feels different. Her ass was weird, bro. Like, I'm not even finna lie, bro. She was really brutal. You know what I mean? She was so brutal to be, you know, this
lady who just was not stranded, but like restricted to a farm and not really having a life and shit. You know what I mean? Like she was determined, man. Our little skinny girl was, she's psychotic. Fucking psychotic, bro. Weird, bro. Lots of blood, though. I mean, if you don't like murder movies, you shouldn't watch this shit, because it's gross. Like, it's so fucking gross. One of their family friends, like, brought them a pig for, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, like, here, you know, we made y'all dinner. All y'all gotta do is, you know, warm it up or whatever. These motherfuckers left it on the porch. I don't know if it was pride or whatever and shit. They didn't want nobody to bring them food, like it was charity or some shit. But they left it on the porch, and that shit started to, like, rot on throughout the movie. And you can, ugh. You just see that motherfucking the pig corpse just in there rotted all out and shit. And anybody that came to the house smelt it, they synced it. It's fucking gross. It's fucking gross, man. Just fucking gross. Anywho, they need. I fucked with it. I ain't finna make it seem like I'm trying to scare y'all off or whatever. Cause you most definitely should check it out and shit. Especially if you've seen X. Like X, you know, this is this is the young lady Pearl. This is the Pearl, that super old lady who killed motherfuckers. This was, this is her doing her damn thing, bro. as a jit, as a teenager or whatever. Back in her glory days, you know. If you've seen X, you saw the old lady tell the young Pearl, like, hey, I used to be you. You know what I'm saying? She told her straight, flat out, I used to be you. And you don't really know what that means until, you know, you get to see this prequel and shit. So that's, you know, to close up the story like that and shit, that shit was awesome. I would like to, how that movie was set up, how that was set up, I'd like to see more of that. You know what I mean? So you got to think about what makes a good story. You know what I mean? The fuck makes a good story? That we definitely could use some more, you know, farmhouse horror. It's a lot of shit getting ready to come out. It's a lot of stuff that is being promoted even right now that looks good. Shit's starting to look good, bro. Like, honestly. M. Night Shyamalan. Dude, M. Night Shyamalan. Nigga. I don't know what the hell's going on, but Knock at the Cabin. What the hell, man? What in the hell is going on there, bro? Because it's some people saying that shit coming next year. It's other people saying it's coming at Halloween and shit. It's this movie, man, that's about a fucking apocalyptic America. You know what I'm saying? And it's supposedly a psychological horror film and shit. But I don't know what the fuck Shyamalan is doing, but dude, what the hell? You know what I mean? I feel like supposed to have Batista in the shit. Rupert Grint. You know, y'all know him from Harry Potter and shit. But just premise, bro. Just premise. Off the trailer, it kind of looked like they were going to attack this gay couple and. In true Shyamalan fashion, he turns the story upside down. Like, they weren't there for that at all and shit. And I said, now I'm curious. I'm very, very fucking curious. I don't know if I'll wait to a May or February, you know what I'm saying, or whatever and shit of next year. I don't know. So if I can get my hands on that shit early, I would, I'm definitely gonna spoil it. I'm sorry. I have to rush to tell y'all. A lot of people, you know, who listen, they kind of appreciate my takes on films and shit like that. So very often did I, you know, wanna just highlight my taste in movies and give like a you know, a list or some shit a week and put that shit on YouTube or whatever and shit, but we're just going to have to see what's up with that shit. For now, I'm looking forward to that. I just thought about it. I need to, I'm going to switch it up. I'm going to switch it up. Just a little bit, you know, shift to some, like, musical topic or something, man. Because I love movies. I just love movies. They're a great buy. I've been interested in them, you know. That's why we shot a movie. But I guess it's time to pivot to some music and whatnot, just a little bit here. DaBaby put out some music the other day. I don't think people were receiving it the right way or whatever. As of right now, you know, while recording this, I haven't seen or heard any responses to some of his claims, and I guess one of the songs that people are actually, you know, discussing is Boogeyman, because he put out a 14-track project, and they're talking about Boogeyman. They're talking about this song called Boogeyman, where he just kicks off the song, talking about how him and Meg Thee Stallion, you know, 2 days before, she told on Tory that he was messing around with her. He was fucking messing around with her. If you think about it, 2 days before that, 2 days before her saying that Tory Lanez did that, she hadn't named him yet. You know what I mean? She just hadn't named him yet and shit. So people are speculating the timeline. People are speculating the timeline of, you know, his claims or whatever, even if it's just trolling. It was kind of a decent way to, you know, get some chatter about the project that he just dropped, because if you ask me, nobody's really been talking about DaBaby. It's been all Lil Baby, and people been watching him fucking crash and burn and shit, you know what I'm saying? He's seeing how he's becoming, you know, an echo of himself. You know what I mean? All of the grown-ups on QC are behaving, you know, childish. They playing fucking childish, you know what I'm saying? Somebody new comes to the playground and come play, and now the Migos pack up their ball, they want to fucking leave, or some of them stay and play the game. You know what I mean? Like, it's hip-hop is in a weird spot right now and shit. You know what I mean? That's really weird. What's weird? Nigga, they'll fucking swear up and down Academics is a DJ when I haven't heard, you know, a set. I haven't heard a set list from his ass yet and shit. You know what I mean? Yeah, I ain't heard one set list from this cat, man. he got some decent picks on, like, a Spotify playlist, but I mean, you're not, like, Envy or Clue or nothing, or you're Funk Flex, where, you know what I mean, where people have booked you specifically to play music type shit, you know what I mean, so, yeah. It was just weird place in hip-hop. A weird place in hip-hop, bro. What else? I'd say we'll talk about rappers and how it ties into media and all of that shit, you know, but why? We've done that. I've done that shit before. I've done it before. An old convo. Everybody else is just now catching up, though. on the media side of things, I think that Ebro and Peter Rosenberg should, you know, stay out of certain stuff, because even a little back and forth between academics and LL Cool J, like, I mean, even that little shit, bro. They have the platforms to, you know what I mean? Like, they got to be careful about how they try to give game to academics, because it kind of sounds like they talking down. It still sounds like they're talking down to him, and that's what he doesn't like. That's when he goes on Twitch and drink a fifth of Henny by himself, talking shit about, you know, the every damn thing. I don't be liking it. I don't like when he go at Rory and Maul, because I don't see how pulling up to a nigga crib and he not come outside. How is that pussy? Doesn't make any sense. You stayed in the house. You didn't come outside. You pussy. And y'all niggas turned that shit around, and I watched how the internet start clowning them for that and shit. Like, that shit's so fucking lame to me, bro. I'll never get over that shit. That shit, because, like, he know he was bitched out, and he made it seem like he was this boss that couldn't be touched. No, nigga, they found you, and you understand me? I'll never get over, like, how the fuck did he spin that shit? Shit crazy. But yeah, the radio guys, Ebro, y'all been leave that shit alone. Peter Rosenberg, you done already waved a white flag. Like, we've seen your messages to academics, and you cop a lot of pleas, sir. You cop a ton of pleas, sir. So, you know, it do you justice to not comment on this at all. Straight up. It's just fucking... He trumps you niggas, bro, and that shit, it rubs you the wrong way. Even if you were invited to... I mean, even if you were to invite him up to the radio station, his brag would be that, oh, these pussy niggas, they invited me up there. Dude, I ain't going up there. That would be his brag. His brag is to be like, oh, yeah, they asked me, but I said no. When really, in real people life, in adult life, where you confront your fucking problems, the brag would to be going up there and standing your fucking ground and getting your word out there on their platform after you didn't trash talk these niggas for years. But nah, it's cool to ignore the fucking smoke, ignore public debate and shit. You want to offer boxing matches to people who not finna box. Peter Rosenberg not finna box no academics. Like, come on, man. You knew asking him that he wasn't gonna respond the way you wanted. He was gonna do some PC shit. He was gonna do some celebrity shit and try dead to shit or whatever and shit, which is just what happened. But here y'all go again throwing these little shots at each other, and it's fucking gay. Y'all niggas can cut that shit out. All the little sneaky snideness, flex ass, talking about, oh man, yeah, y'all need to just sit down. Yeah, we all need to sit down. Sit down for what? Sit down for what? There is no conversation to be had. Everybody's stuck in their own selfish ass motherfucking ways. And too bad. Too fucking bad. That's honestly really too bad, yo. Really too fucking bad, man. This isn't a can we all just get along either. This is some other shit. Any fucking who. What else could we get into? There is other news. I mean, I at least remembered some shit today. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Fucking Yo Gotti and Miss Angela Single Simmons. They got spotted out the other day and shit. They was, you know, just chilling. Nothing much to it or whatever. It's just the fact that Yo Gotti's been fucking lusting over this woman for ever, it seems like. It seems like it's been forever. I wonder a little bit how Bow Wow feels about it, but, I mean, he's had numerous chances. his ass had numerous fucking chances, so, you know, kind of shot himself in the foot with that one. I'm not, I'm not even gonna, you know, let up on that guy. He jacked. He fumbled. He dropped the ball. Really fucking dropped the ball with that one. But we will see we'll see what happens with this and shit. We'll see how serious Yo Gotti is or whatever once he kind of adapts to her schedule and, you know, the person that she is and shit. You know, does she wash her hands when she come out the bathroom? Does, you know, does she smell good? I mean, is the conversation all right or whatever? Like, he'll you know, he's going to figure it out for himself. He's a Southern gentleman, you know what I mean? Label owner and whatnot. He just made millionaires. He's a millionaire himself. The guy's good. I was always rooting for him because I was in my head, even back when Angela was doing them reality shows and shit. You know, the Growing Up Hip Hop or whatever the fuck like that. Even the one her and sister when they was in business together or whatever. What was that? Is that Run's House? I don't know. Even then, though, back, you know, just years ago, I was rooting for him. I was like, but she not going to get with no hood-ass dude. Hoodest motherfucker she knew at that point was like Bow Wow, and that nigga hasn't been hood since, like, Mike. Or Big Mama's House. My bad. Any fucking dude. Yeah, salute to him, though, bro. They might be a new love couple and whatnot. In a strange turn of events that I didn't see coming, the accusers of Aries and Tiffany, they have come out and dropped the suit and even issued a statement that clarifies that now they know that Tiffany would never do anything to harm them. So they obviously had some, you know, conversations that was, you know, offline or whatever in real time, and everything is now water under the bridge. So all of that, oh yeah, we felt taken advantage, all of everything was fine once money was distributed. I was curious if this involves Aries too. Yes, it does. I don't really know who finna fit the bill, but in my mind, you're Aries, you go to Tiffany with a skit idea. She knows, you know, someone who has a kid who will participate or whatever, so y'all working together. We didn't get in trouble at that time, but it did come back on us. I apologize to you for putting you in that situation, but you know I don't have the money that that it's going to take to get this, you know what I mean, to get this swept under the rug or whatever, get this shit over with. You know these people, these were the people you recommended. I mean, shit, I feel like you should pay. So, maybe Tiffany did fit that bill, foot the bill, but, I mean, shit. One of them was going to have to regardless. So, you know, I'd rather it be them split it, but, I mean, hell, these was your people. You know, you unknowingly, you know, provided some actors who, you know, wasn't really actually comfortable with the contract they signed. So, yeah, man. Shit's crazy. Fucking crazy. But other than that, they let it go. The shit is over with. Tiffany, she has responded. She said that she lost all her gigs or whatever. They'll come back. Kevin Hart's still gonna fuck with her. He'll put her in something and, you know, she'll have some type of role that's going to reference the allegations and shit. Y'all already know. But, you know, she's not going to be hurting for a while. She's not going to be broke tomorrow, you know. Aries, he's going to continue to do his thing. Nobody was already working with him when nobody hired him any damn way. So, you know, he's just going to have to hit the ground running a little bit harder and smarter. This shit going to be decent. So this shit going to be decent. Now one of them got slapped on stage, so... You know, as long as they both stay away from award shows, should be all right. What else? I don't know. Maybe it's an awesome time to take a break. Yeah, I'm gonna take a break. Cause that way I can, you know, go clear my mind and stuff like that, or whatever. Come back and knock the rest of this show out and shit. You know what I mean? It's been a long day. It was quite an eventful day today. That's why I sound so, you know, drained and whatnot. But it's a very, very good day today. So, yeah, let me run to this bathroom real quick, man. And I'll be right back. Don't nobody move. Don't want nobody get hurt, man.
Hello, everyone. Marley Miyagi here, back with yet another show for you ladies and gents to enjoy. Come join us whenever you have a moment or so as we try and figure out what's inside these boxes here in our new series, Out of the Box, shot by those same old late bloomers chaps and brought to you by Marley Media and Renegade Films. That's Renegade Films. Did you hear me?
And we're back, man. Hell yeah, that's how you do it. You want to punch in, kids? Try it like that or something, man. Straight up. If you're just tuning in, man, thank you. I appreciate that. You showed up. Ladies, you are. I mean, that you're still in here. So, you know, if you feel like you missed something, man, go on and go back. I'm going to keep the show rocking and whatnot. Yeah, to me. Very, very eventful day and stuff, man. Shout out to my fucking cousin, Zach. Salute to, you know, all the guests and stuff. His mom, Mrs. Heron. You know, just... big salute to their family and, you know, how well everything went and stuff, you know what I mean? I mean, yeah, now you might want to go back because now you're like, wait, what wedding? What ceremony? What is he talking about? But fuck yeah, let's keep this shit rolling, man. Let's keep it going, man. It appears that the Boston Celtics have decided to... effective immediately, I guess. They have suspended the head coach, Ime Udoka. I think that's how you pronounce it. He apparently was having relations with a female staff member. And the first headline that I saw was something like it was consensual and they were like a couple or whatever. And everything else after that, it just kind of seemed like they wanted to throw extra sauce on it, so, you know, I ain't really pay those any mind. All I could see was the real, and the real is that he got those boys to the motherfucking NBA Finals last year, and to take such harsh disciplinary actions against him, as far as the NBA, I mean, what are they trying to example? What are they trying to display? That they're harder on, you know, their staff and athletes than the NFL, where Brett Favre can, you know, fucking embezzle $5 million and shit from a welfare fund. Like, cut it the fuck out. Cut it the fuck out. A few days of online bashing and some, you know, and some games not really being tuned into once the games get the rolling around or whatever. Like, bro, like, motherfuckers gonna actually see that, you know, the power of the people. They're going to see it again. It will be exhibited again. And I, for one, don't think that they're going to stick to, you know, this first little piece of punishment and shit an entire year. Why would they want to fire the black? Why would they want to make it look like the black dude is somebody who, you know, they give a shot to, and it kind of looking like it was enough rope to hang himself with and shit. Like, I don't like that shit. Because if it was, they became boyfriend and girlfriend at work, motherfucker, that's how some relationships happen. That's how some of them bitches form. And as disappointing as that is and shit, hopefully neither one of them was in a public relationship. Because, you know, just making a fool out of the next motherfucker. But I'm just saying, bro, like, that shit is, it seems like it's harsh. It seems like a harsh punishment. And, you know, whether they feel like people forming relationships is inappropriate or whatever, motherfuckers is human. And I get it. But again, how fucking dare nature? How motherfucking dare nature just actually fucking happens? Like, that shit don't make no doggone sense, man. No sense at all. But it's what they chose to do. You know, everybody's pretty much questioning it too, because it's like, why y'all gotta be so, like, why is y'all caring so much about, you know, people's bedroom business? Like, what business of it is y'all's? That's pretty much what everybody's like, because, nigga, that shit, it just don't make no sense. It just don't make no sense. Like, why would that be such big news and stuff? Is it because they're trying to have us all talk about something else and not other things? What are the other things that are going on in sports right now? Motherfuckers selling their teams off. Motherfuckers using inappropriate language, all of this shit, you know. But then this motherfucker get a girlfriend at work and, that shit's crazy. Look, that shit's crazy. Now, on the other side of things, on the other motherfucking side of things, we've got, he's got this fiance by the name of Nia Long. Now, they have been an item for a while. I can't believe I just didn't remember that shit, because it like just dawned on me and shit. But how fucking dare nature? You see what I'm saying? How dare nature? How dare she sit there and, you know, feels like she has to just focus on the kids because she has to ignore what her fucking husband is doing to her and shit. I had just told you, motherfuckers. What if she snapped, bro? Like, what if she snapped? You know what I mean? What if she took it all from, you know, social media or whatever, log off or whatever, don't read the news, don't play the, you know, game station and shit like that. Don't listen to ESPN. Just things that she can do to ignore it and shit. But what if she fucking snapped? What if she tired of ignoring that shit? So, don't really look like wedding bells are in their future. Not the near future, at least. So, I mean, it just sucks. You know what I mean? It just fucking sucks. And, yeah. But it's cool. But it's cool. Because, like, everybody's feeling... everybody's feeling a fucking way, but... You know, it's what's going on, I guess. What I am curious about is who the young lady was stepping out on his fiance with. Because, I mean, shit, she's just as much a part of this as him. Yeah, you know, like, mistakes were made and shit, but, I mean, at least you could do is... I mean, if the cat's out of the bag, you might as well go and address the shit, you know what I'm saying? Just... say how ashamed you was or whatever the fuck, how sorry you is, or how he lied, like he didn't have no fiance, so some shit, like something that'll make, you know, the people say something different about you, because there ain't even no more harsh terms and shit anymore. You can't call someone a homewrecker and they feel like it. You know what I'm saying? There's bitches who walk away from relationships and wreck homes. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker being a whole long-term relationship and then just decide one day they want to fuck out and will fucking leave, and you know the next day is where's mommy and shit. Like a nigga had to look at his kids, each one of his kids, and tell him, well, you know, your mom, she just didn't want to do it anymore. The fuck is that, bitch? Yeah, this, that whole little shit though, it just makes it seem like they want to demonize the guy, and didn't seem like it's fair. But a lot of that shit going on too. A lot of that shit going on. What else? There's more shit we can get into. Earlier I did get it. Yeah, hey, if you was just tuning in on this half, you might want to go back, because I did address how, you know, the Jane and John Doe and the Ari Spears and Tiffany had a situation. Now are wishing Tiffany the best. they hope for her best and shit, so we'll see what's up with that shit. Also, I think I did kind of claim that she didn't have any work right now or whatever. That's just what she told TMZ. I'm fully aware that she has something to do with the newest Haunted Mansion that's getting ready to come out, so you know, she most definitely is still living off girls' trips, so you know. There's that. She'll be good. She will be good. I mean, it probably would be a good thing for her to sit down for about 1 to 2 years or whatever and, you know, let everything blow the fuck all the way over. So, you know, she might be taking that little approach and whatnot. I said that about Travis Scott, too, but this this nigga already got something cooking and shit. Like, his comeback would have been, like, way more epic if he'd have waited a little bit, man. It made motherfuckers miss him a little bit. I told you he should have just hit the behind the scenes really, really hard, like working with everybody, producing anything for everybody, and shit, just to get his sound back out there or keep his sound out there, and then start, you know, then start within a year of absence, just start making little appearances, jumping on little 4-8 bars here and there, whole time, though you got something to tuck. The way that it's coming off to me now and shit is just like, you know, of course he has fans to satisfy and stuff, but I kind of get a, you know, just a tad bit of arrogance, just a little bit, of arrogance, because it's like, they, you know, I'm going to still do this, even though, you know, that happened and shit, and, you know, you never want to seem like you rubbing shit in people's face, man, so, you know, it's just not that cool, bro. Like, you don't know how much strength it takes to not do something to somebody and shit. You know what I'm saying? You just don't know and shit. Do not fucking poke the bear and shit, bro. Don't fucking poke the bear. Fuck else. What the hell else, man? I did see the invitation. The little slick ass vampire shit. It was nice. It was alright. If you ain't seen it, go see it, cause shit's alright. Look, shit's alright, bro. I liked the twist and shit. Like, it was okay. Even though about halfway through the movie, I already knew what was up. But it was always good to get that aha moment. You get that nice little aha. Fuck else. Fuck else is news, man. I think I already told y'all that LeBron is bald. Don't remember getting into Young Blue and Nicki Minaj dropping that damn song in that video that they put a quarter of a million, billion, billion, zillion dollars into. But that shit looks good. Man. Oh, fucking man. I just watched... No. I didn't... No, I can't tell you that. when you... Once y'all thought it was safe to fry chicken, you were mistaken. Because as soon as you thought about frying you up some chicken, I'm pretty sure it never crossed your mind to make the recipe sleepy chicken. Where you take your chicken breast and you marinate them in NyQuil or fry them in the skillet with NyQuil or some other super silly shit, but the internet is good sometimes, but it's also bad most of the time. Like, a lot of that shit, don't nobody need to be fucking knowing. You know what I mean? Kids don't even need to be privy to that type of stupidity. So, yeah. Yeah, my son won't sleep. Somebody called a fucking someone. You know what I mean? Someone called someone on this motherfucker, bro. Like, that shit is... It's gross. I saw pictures. I saw videos. And you guys are... You know, I will stoop to any level to get whatever attention. And that shit is not cool, bro. Like, dead ass. Who in the fuck? Look, who in the fuck, man? It ain't nothing, though. You know, next week y'all look... Next week y'all asses will, you know, cook something else up. Next week y'all will cook something up. Boy, look at that. I made it damn funny. No. King Charles, there's this video of King Charles ignoring a guy, black guy, who tried to shake his hand. I guess, you know, since it's on camera, it can't be denied. Charles has not addressed this at all. He don't give a fuck. He kept that shit pushing, nigga. The disrespect is high. The disrespect was high. It is high. You got to value yourself a little bit more nowadays and shit like that. There was also this lady who was, you know, ignoring Meg. But, you know, Meghan Markle, she's, you know, she's who she is and whatnot. She falls into the, you know, Queen Elizabeth family tree at some point, you know, depending on how, like I said, how you look at their royalty and highness and shit like that. For someone to, you know, kind of like look her in the face and, you know, refuse shaking her hand and shit, you know what I mean? What could Meg do but keep that shit pushing? You know, she didn't press the issue or whatever. She ain't get all prissy about it and shit. She just let that shit go. Yeah. So, I mean, fuck it. You know what I mean? Fuck that shit. What else? What else, man? Victor Frost from Fox 2 News got fired after he was caught on hot mic, pretty much, you know, chastising his co-host. His co-host, don't remember her name. She, you know, they were going back and forth about some shit, and it just went left. It went really left and shit. And he was, you know, calling her all out her name and stuff like that. I mean, fuck. You know what I'm saying? Oh, fuck. There's some things going on you wouldn't think that would be happening and stuff, bro. You know what I mean? But they heard that shit and they was like, nigga. They heard that shit and they said, oh, get him out of here. Because it kind of felt like he had been holding that stuff in. It kind of felt like, you know, he had been wanting to say certain things to her, but, you know, for whatever reason at those times didn't. And it all came out. It just all came the fuck out. So, you know, that shit was just, it's fucking weird. But you can clearly hear both of their asses. They, you know, they was having some passion and shit or some shit, bro. And like radio relationships, bro, these motherfuckers, they be fleety too, because on air, you know, you have to be a personality. So you have to, you know, you have to sometimes go off the other person. Sometimes you gotta freestyle some shit. And I mean, shit, other times, nigga, you just don't want to sound stupid. You don't want to look dumb. You know what I mean? Like, depending on how big the platform is and shit, it's like, dog, you know, these people come to me for, you know what I mean? They come to the station, they listen in, they tune in, they know me because of this attitude that I give them, this character that I've built up for them over the airwaves or whatever. And that hot mic is something, because it'll show your audience the real you. You know, maybe not your best flattering self, and especially in this case, but, you know, that shit's crazy.
Weird shit.
Weird shit. What else? I mean, it's, I thought about some other shit. Yeah, man. There's most definitely other shit that we can jump into. Everybody's laughing at Nelly and Wayne the other day. They, you know, kind of Teddy Riley the Instagram live and shit. Oh, man. What else? Look, what else? The Deji Mayweather fight, that is a real thing. Come privy to a little bit more information. It's going to be an exhibition or whatever, and it's not going to really count towards his towards his real, you know, 50-0 record. But, you know, and even in the exhibitions, you got to be careful, man. So, you know, he getting up there in age, he, you know, he better, look, he better fucking, he better do right. I know that Johnny Dang sitting there cheesing his ass off, because Floyd actually just, he just bought him a $1 million chain from his ass. So, you know, y'all go see that icy motherfucker. Yeah, that motherfucker spending big money on them chains and shit. Gucci, he got a big chain and shit. Like, yeah. Yeah, man. What else? What else, man? Shit, I don't rightly know. I heard whispers, you know, whispers of former President Trump having a $50 million lawsuit against him. It is being discussed in certain atmospheres of the internet and shit, but I feel like the people who should be talking about it ain't. Why or why they would sit out of this conversation or this bit of news is beyond me. I can't understand it. Me, myself, I'm not really too far into the politics and shit. You know, I take that shit surface level anyway because I don't trust none of them motherfuckers. None of them. I don't like them. I don't like them. I don't like getting into that shit. But I don't ignore it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it politics and shit and all of that stuff, bro. It is, you know, fairly real or whatever, but the whole show of it and shit and how people treat it, that's what I don't like about it. It's exactly what I don't like about it. When, you know, state representatives can load up a bus of human beings and ship them off as a fucking, you know, a way of trying to, you know, just display some type of power trip or whatever the fuck. You know what I mean? Like, it's just nasty, bro. I don't fuck with that shit, man. Don't fuck with it. Not in no sense, man. Because motherfuckers is real. But we are the motherfucking, the numbers that y'all be seeing. We are the, you know, bro, we are the every damn thing, man. We're the ticket sales. We, you know what I'm saying? Recently purchased customers, we all of that shit. We the returning customers. Like, yeah, we definitely mean something. No matter what academics tells you, motherfucker. No matter what the fuck academics tell you. I don't even listen to his ass. The fuck, it wasn't too long ago, he just came out the goddamn basement. Ain't nobody trying to hear that bullshit. Kind of. The point that he wanted to make was lost in all of the sauce he put on, you know, trying to stand on what he was saying. And that's, you know, it just made him look even more of a way. So, like, the hell with it. Look, the hell with it. Because even this, almost 700 fucking hours of talk, hip-hop talk, culture talk and shit, nigga. A motherfucker get introduced to this show. Like I said, you probably know me from, you know, any other piece of content that I put out and shit. Nigga did music for a good while. The interviews and shit. Now, you know, do the pod or whatever. Got a movie out. Book on the way and shit. It's like, they gonna know me from dealing with music, bro. They gonna know me from talking about music. Artists, celebrities and shit like that. There are other motherfucking entities also within this culture that contribute to hip-hop. Once somebody, you know, comes and finds my shit and gets interested in it or whatever, I mean, hell, if it helps them and if they like it or whatever, that is my contribution. That's what I've added to the culture. I've added at least this lane of thinking, this, you know what I'm saying, this feeling from content, you know what I mean? Like I've added that. I'm a part of it. If you're looking for it, you know what I'm saying? If your ass ain't looking for it, then, you know, that means you focused on the wrong stuff. I ain't saying that I'm right for everybody, but people like Rakim. Like, academics didn't really even say names when he called the pioneers of hip-hop's Dusty and shit. But, you know, like, just like, it's like, how dare he do that anyway? Because, like I said, the point that he was trying to make got lost. He could have just simply said, well, I did say y'all was Dusty, but now that I have your attention, let me tell you that y'all didn't really share any knowledge and y'all didn't push the business forward for artists. Y'all just kept, you know, y'all kept letting artists make the same fucked up deals that y'all did, and y'all should have passed the game on so we would be owners by now. So instead of saying any of that, you know, he, like I said, put more sauce on it and shit. Russell Simmons jumps in, and then, you know, the whole Ebro thing and shit, and Peter now, bro, but I'm just like, man. Yeah, that shit, hey, look, that escalated quickly. what else, man? What the fuck else? 200 whales got beached. Fucking Tasmania. There were rescue efforts underway. Not sure how far they got, though. It's 200 fucking whales. Like, it's 200 whales, my nigga. What in the hell? That had to be like a fucking, some type of gathering gone wrong and shit. Like, bro, what the hell? Why in the hell was all of y'all there like that? You know what I mean? The hell was y'all gathered at? Fuck food was over there. What else? The fuck else, bro? There are other things, man. I heard the Why Did I. I heard it. But, man, bro. It's, you know, I think Tory does his thing with the music, bro. Like, there is no denying that shit. Can't nobody, it's not too many that can have stuff on a name like how Tory Lanez has stuff on his name and navigate how they doing shit. Since he was already so much of an outcast, nigga, he had already learned that road and that route to getting to the audience. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that nigga, he just keeps taking the W, bro. Like, he gonna keep taking W's and shit. Getting thrown off that tour was, you know, I guess just the most recent L, so. Yeah. Brother, that shit foul, bro. did y'all see the chain that Trader Truth got Dave Chappelle? It's like an iced out seat. You know what I mean? That bitch looked good in the sun. That real, and it's, you know, it was a gift. So apparently, you know, Chappelle likes it. So that motherfucker looked nice. Look, that motherfucker looked moist. Bitch was flicking, my man. Look, that bitch was flicking, my man. Trader Truth trying to get some good news about his night. You know what I mean? But hell yeah, though. But hell yeah, though. Baby on Baby 2. Baby on Baby 2, man. It's out. Y'all asses ain't tuned in, my nigga. Nigga, go tune in, nigga. Fuck. Told y'all, everybody talking that shit. Everybody saying something about it. Niggas know how to, you know, troll or whatever and shit. Hopefully. Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully we just, you know, get the music, man. Let's get the music, bro. We don't need partisan coming out of the left field trying to defend Meg and shit. If this is some rap shit, nigga, let it be some rap shit. Taking his word for gospel. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I'm not sitting here believing the baby and shit, bro. Like, nah, it's, you know, it's just rap. So, and he kicked the song off with it. How you know what I mean? Like, the nigga, you know, it's a scary song. Nigga, like, bro, it's supposed to, it shocked everybody when they heard it, because it's the first bar. So, you know, maybe she'll respond. Look, maybe she'll respond. She could play him to the left, too, though. Look, she could play his ass to the left, too. Yeah, man. what else, man? Because, you know, I would like to send a salute to Stephen A. Smith for his conversational piece, you know, when he was, you know, trying to say how he felt about the whole Coach Udoko, yeah, the Celtics coach. Steven sounded black. He sounded black. I mean, shit, way to go for him. That's a yay. I mean, you know what I mean, bro? Like, that shit's something, man. I didn't think that he would feel how he expressed and shit. So, you know, in a way, I mean, shit. Shout out to salutes to Stephen A. Smith is rare, bro. He's a fucking character, bro. But, you know, for the most part, nigga, hey, he'll show that black side. He'll show that black side. What else? It has been announced that Quavo and Takeoff's Only Built for Infinity Links. They said that the track was out. I ain't seen the shit. If I can guess, you know, they probably been holding on to some features and shit. They probably got a Gunna feature or some shit like that, you know what I mean? But, I mean, fuck. It's only two of the Migos, bro. Like, they gotta call themselves something else now. Like, that, or, nigga, I swear, if they keep that name, I wanna know if Offset still gets paid off that shit. Like he did when he was in jail and he wasn't doing no shows with him. Straight up, bro. What else? Look, what else? I guess, it's time to step out of here, man. It seems like today's full enough or whatever, man. I think I've ruffled enough feathers or whatever. It's been a really good day today, you know, despite recent developments in my own personal life and stuff, but you know, we'll talk about that shit another day. So if you do, shout out to you, man. Glad you came through. Sure appreciate that, and I'll be back in the next couple of day ones. Today's done. It's over with. Make sure you dab the door, man. Tip the waitress. Wipe your feet before you go in the crib. All that good shit. I'll be back in the next couple of days. Y'all won't even miss me, man. So, yeah. I'll catch you, bitches. Hey, nigga. You think I'm listening to you? Well, hell no. Ain't nobody listening to you, man. Go somewhere and shut the fuck up. And mind your motherfucking business. The fuck? That's how I be knowing motherfuckers listening to me and shit. Because, nigga, why, how the fuck you gonna say some slick shit like what you said, nigga? And you don't even know me. Nigga, you don't know my business. Get your bitch ass up. But I know y'all listening, so, you know, there's that. The fuck? Like, that's... Boy... All right, y'all.